Do you believe in a place called hell? Well, how is hell described? It's described as a place where you are in torments. It's described as a place where you are on fire. You are tormented by the flame. It's described as a place where you are chained up. It's described as a place where you are not allowed to rest day or night. It's described as a place where worms are eating you alive and their worm dieth not. What's the duration of hell? Forever. Forever. Never stops. Once you go there, there's no end. Let me just break it down to you. The people who go to hell are the ones who did not obey the gospel. Are the ones who did not know God. Those, no, look down at 2 Thessalonians 1:8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. So what if they don't know? That's not God's fault. Whose fault is it? He's given us a ministry of reconciliation. He's told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He's told us to make sure that no one dies without at least knowing. And you and I stand back, say, well, let somebody else do it. Let somebody else preach to them. Do you know that in heaven there are people that if they could, they would go down to hell to rescue people and pull them out? Do you understand what he just said? He says, there are people that want to. There are people that would. There are people that would leave heaven in a heartbeat to go down and rescue and help people. But once you're in heaven and once you're in hell, it's too late. See, you and I have an opportunity on this earth to be able to rescue people from hell. The Bible says, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. And listen to me, I'm not trying to mock you. I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But if we took this mic around and we had you stand up and you gave us your reason why you can't go soul winning, why you can't preach the gospel, and you gave us the best reason, you don't understand, Pastor. I got to work. You don't understand, Pastor. I'm kind of shy. You don't understand, Pastor. Saturday's when I do my gardening. You don't understand, Pastor. I'm just so busy. I'm just, listen to me, there's coming a day when all those excuses will be stupid. They'll be dumb. You'll sit there in heaven wishing you could go down to hell and rescue them. But yet you and I have that opportunity right now. And week after week after week, we make excuses. Well, I'm just shy. Well, I'm just not prepared. Well, I'm just not ready. Well, I just can't. Well, I'm too busy. But you know what in heaven? In heaven, we'll all wish we did more. You know that there's people in hell praying that you would go preach the gospel to their brother? That you would go preach the gospel to their sister? That you would go preach the gospel to their grandmother, their aunt, their neighbor, their friend? There are people in hell wishing and praying that you would go. That you would quit making excuses and go. But you're too busy. But you're too important. But you're too shy, or you're too fearful, or you're too afraid, or whatever your little excuse is. And I'm not trying to irritate you or upset you. I'm just telling you, in heaven, that excuse will be dumb. And in heaven, all of us will wish that we could be a soul winner.